trouble is the messenger of God. The Bible says, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Oh, dear one, if you are angry at God for the trouble you're experiencing, please recognize that because of His sovereign grace, God is allowing you to go through this time of trouble. And His plan is to perfect His will in you. So don't resent trouble. It may well be the hand of God shaping you for His divine purpose.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hello there, everyone, and praise God. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for listening once again to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're going to talk about things that have been happening in this nation as of late. As we've entered this new year, a lot's happening. There's so much hatred in this nation and around the world for that matter, but we're seeing animosity and hostility, just sheer hatred bubbling to the surface now, not only in Washington, D.C., but all across this nation over the political news that's been we've been inundated with since early November. And it's coming to a fever pitch. And we need to pray that this would cool off, that people would learn to respect one another, to be civil again, to forgive one another, to start to love one another once again. Let's pray that that would happen. Because I'm telling you, loved ones, without repentance, and that begins with us, the church, but without repentance, there can be no revival. Think about that. Without repentance, there can be no revival. And repentance begins with us, the people of God, the church. Today, I want to talk with you about trusting God through the trouble. That's right, trusting God through the trouble. You know, going out to meet trouble is one of life's shortest trips. Yet, trouble is often the gateway to discovering the power and presence of God. I mean, after all, how can you know God as healer without being sick? How can you know God as your provider without feeling the pinch of need? How can you know God as a friend that sticks closer than a brother without feeling lonely or rejected? How can you know God as your deliverer unless you have lived in the chains of captivity, bound by weaknesses and habits and that have enslaved you? I mean, when trouble comes, and you can be sure that it will, look at it as an opportunity for God to work His wonders in your life. I mean, think about this. Imagine that you are a king or queen with unlimited wealth. One day, you see a ragged, hungry child begging on the streets. You say to the child, here's a royal decree. Call on me tomorrow at the palace, and I will meet your every need. When the child came to the palace the next day, full of hope and expectation, would you help? Of course you would. Now, consider this. Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, has written a royal decree to His children. The decree is the Word of God, in which the King promises, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you." That's Psalm 50, verse 15. And ask, and it will be given to you. That's from Luke 11, verse 9. Oh, loved one, no matter how tight your budget or what difficulty you may face, you can trust the Lord to provide everything you need. He will not deliver you from trouble, but He will deliver you through your trouble. No one ever gets beyond the reach of trouble. No wall is high enough, and no door is strong enough to keep trouble away. The only man on earth with all his trouble behind him is the school bus driver. There is no escape from trouble. No, not by fantasy, not by drugs or alcohol, not by psychotherapy. But having trouble does not mean that God has forgotten you, nor does it imply that He does not love you. Trouble is the living proof that you are a card-carrying member of the human race. King David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd. I will fear no evil." He did not say, "I will face no evil." No. Let me tell you, trouble can actually be an asset. It's true. Trouble can be an asset. We often run from it and complain about it, but trouble helps to make us what we are. Our antagonist turns out to be our helper. It strengthens our muscles, sharpens our wits, it develops our skills. Trouble turns your spine into steel. Trouble is resistance, and resistance is a key to progress. Without the resistance of air, a bird cannot fly. Think about it. Without the resistance of water, a ship cannot float. Without the resistance of gravity, you and I can't walk. If you have no resistance, you will make little or no progress. Dr. Marie Gray, who's a nationally known psychiatrist, studied the personalities of great men and women to see if there was a common denominator in their success. And there was. The one thing they all had in common was trouble. Yes, trouble in various forms. Dr. Ray's conclusion was this: no one succeeds in life who is not driven by trouble to be their very best. Think about this. Many significant people overcame great troubles. Glenn Cunningham suffered burns on over 90% of his body in a schoolhouse fire. His doctors said, "Glenn, you'll never walk again." But Glenn Cunningham not only walked again, he ran. In fact, he broke the world record in the 1 mile run. Though blind and deaf, Helen Keller graduated from college with honors. Alexander the Great had epilepsy. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected President of the United States while he was confined to a wheelchair by polio. Our Savior also faced tremendous difficulties. He was called illegitimate on the streets of Nazareth. He was called a heretic by the recognized church of that day. The state called him a traitor and an insurrectionist, too dangerous to live. The Bible refers to Jesus as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as found in Isaiah 53, verse 3. Do you know the difference between a priceless diamond and a common lump of coal? The diamond is a lump of coal that has endured intense pressure. The trouble it endured made it priceless. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed." One day, a fire broke out in the laboratory of Thomas Edison. The lab was destroyed, and all of Edison's experiments were lost. After the fire, he walked through the rubble and water-drenched wreckage. He found the little package tied tightly together, and in the center of the package was Edison's own photograph. The photograph was burned around the edges and sprinkled with water, yet undamaged. So Edison took his pen and wrote under the photo, "It didn't touch me." An olive will not yield its virgin oil until it is crushed. Delicious grapes. Grapes cannot make new wine until they are crushed. Trouble is the womb of greatness, it's been said. The Apostle Paul prayed to God 3 times for the thorn in his flesh to be removed, and God said, no. Heaven's answer was, "My grace is sufficient for you." George Whitefield preached with asthma. Smith Wigglesworth conducted great healing services with mighty miracles and then went home and rolled on the floor in agony with kidney stones. Jonathan Edwards was so nearsighted that ink would smear on his nose as he read from his sermon notes. Sinners in the hands of an angry God. You know, dear ones, trouble, believe it or not, trouble is an asset. King David wrote, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, Lord, are with me." That's Psalm 23, verse 4. Notice the words, shadow of death. The shadow of a sword can't cut me. The shadow of a lion cannot harm me. The shadow of a rattlesnake can't bite me. A shadow is harmless and powerless. Jesus Christ, the champion of Calvary, has so defeated death that when believers die, they simply pass through a harmless shadow. It's powerless and painless. Oh, you may die without your family or friends at your bedside, but Jesus Christ will be there. He owns the real estate on both sides of the Jordan River in your day of trouble. And to reject trouble is to reject the word of God. Trouble is the messenger of God. The Bible says, "Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you." 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Oh, dear one, if you are angry at God for the trouble you're experiencing, please recognize that because of His sovereign grace, God is allowing you to go through this time of trouble. And His plan is to perfect His will in you. So don't resent trouble. It may well be the hand of God shaping you for His divine purpose. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Some of you listening today may have never yet made Jesus Christ your personal Savior and Lord. Others of you may have backslidden. Maybe during this time of COVID and the lockdowns and all of the crazy stuff that's going on in the United States and around the world up to this present day, you may have backslidden, and it's easy to backslide. It's easy to go backward on God. And sadly, it can be easy for one to even turn their back on God if you're not in good relationship with Him on a daily basis through Jesus Christ. Today is your day. If you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and make heaven your eternal home, if you want to, those of you who have backslidden, if you want to turn around, that's what repent means. It means to turn around, to change direction For those of you who are backslidden and you want to turn away from your sin and turn back toward the cross of Calvary, you can do that right now. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is your appointed time. Let's pray together. This is your hour of decision. Please repeat this prayer after me. Pray it with all your heart. Pray it out loud. Dear God in heaven, yes, pray it with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead and he is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's holy word, which cannot lie, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am forgiven, I am healed, and I am born again. And I praise you, my God and my Savior, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. That's the greatest decision you will have ever made in this lifetime. You are now forgiven. Your sins are washed away by Jesus' precious blood shed from Calvary's cross. You are a citizen of heaven and part of the family of God. If you've prayed this prayer with me today, I want you to go tell everyone you know what Jesus has done in your life and that you've made him your personal Savior and Lord. Tell people. That's vitally important. Many will applaud you. Some will make fun of you and mock you. But that doesn't matter. You are a new creation in Christ. All that old stuff is passed away, and now all things have become new. If you've prayed with me today, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, or through our free app, and tell me this decision you've made today for Christ, and I will send you, free of charge, postage paid, some resources to get you started in your walk with Christ. I want to rejoice with you. Praise God. Pastors, if you're listening, please do go to my website and please do prayerfully consider having me to come and preach and teach the message of the cross at your church, in your community. We have been on the road for 10 years preaching and teaching this glorious message of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And many people have been saved, delivered, healed, baptized with the Holy Spirit. And we're excited to be on the road again. We really are. Check out my website, pastors. Go to the testimonials page and see what other pastors have said about our ministry, where we have been before. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying what Jesus is doing in our midst. Praise God. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long life. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Slusas. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.